This is Brother Hansen from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We're in the 36th chapter of Jeremiah, and we're plowing right through, and I hope you're enjoying it. 36, and let's look at verse 1. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take a scroll and write on it all the words which I have spoken to you concerning Israel and concerning Judah and concerning all the nations from the day I first spoke to you, from the days of Josiah even to this day. Perhaps the house of Judah will hear all the calamity which I plan to bring on them, in order that every man will turn from his evil way. Then I will forgive their iniquity and their sins. Now, this is interesting. You know, asking Jeremiah to go back and remember every single word that God spoke to him. I don't know if I could do that, do you? He was told to go back to the very beginning and write down all of the words. I guess that God could give him the supernatural remembrance to do so. I'm sure that he did, because he wouldn't have asked him something that he was unable or incapable of doing, but it just seems like quite a endeavor, to say the least, because of the, sometimes you receive something of God and you can repeat it, but it doesn't last long in your memory, because your memory doesn't retain as well as your spirit, and your spirit sometimes will retain it, and getting it back into your memory banks is a whole nother program, and it's very difficult. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not. I'm sure some of you do. But it seems as though this is quite an endeavor that God is asking Jeremiah to do. And this happened in the summer of 605 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar's victory over the Egyptian army at Carchemish, before the events recorded in chapters 34 and 35, when Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah. I'm just getting back chronologically where this word was stated at the summer of 605 BC. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's victory over the Egyptian army at Carchemish before the events recorded in chapters 34 and 35. Most people in ancient times could neither read nor write. And so those who could were extremely valuable. And these scribes held positions of great importance. And to write down everything and was respected by all for their knowledge. And Baruch was Jeremiah's scribe. Actually, he had a helper named Baruch, and writing was often done on vellum. vellum or papyrus sheets that were sewn or glued together and stored in long rolls called scrolls. After the exile, scribes became teachers of the law. In New Testament times, the scribes formed a powerful political party, a time of lasting, when people abstained from eating food. We're about to read that. Let's go ahead and take up where we left off. The perhaps the house of Judah will hear it and read this, what happened about the calamity. And then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scribe, wrote on a scroll, actually, at the dictation of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am restricted. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Can you imagine, prophet of God? He was barred from the house of God. Yeah, you know, nowadays, false prophets are picked up at the airport in limousines and driven off to five-star hotels. And they demand a minimum offering for their services. You imagine Jeremiah in this day and age, my goodness, he wouldn't last long, would he? Neither would Jesus. So you go and read from the scroll which you have written at my dictation the words of the Lord to the people in the Lord's house on a fast day. And also, you shall read them to all the people of Judah who come from their cities. Now, I want you to read this to the people that are coming in from the highways and the byways and everywhere, because they may not have gotten the message, and this is very important, that we give them the opportunity to repent, because everyone should be given the opportunity to repent and ask forgiveness, because sometimes not everybody hears the word of God, and these people lived out into remote areas, and they surely needed to hear this. So the perhaps their supplication will come before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and the wrath that the Lord has pronounced against this people. Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him to do. So, and reading from the book, the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Now in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, all the people in Jerusalem and all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem, proclaiming a fast before the Lord. Then Baruch read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, to all the people. He began to read. I guess, you know, he wasn't given first place, but he was given a bit of an opportunity to read these words of Jeremiah. Now, when Micaiah, the son of Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard all the work, all the words of the Lord from the book of Jeremiah, he went down to the king's house, into the scribe's chambers, and behold, all the officials were sitting there. Elishama, the scribe, Elishama, or whatever, how you were, and Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the other officials were there. Micaiah declared to them that all the words that that he had heard when Baruch read from the book to the people. Then all the officials sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shilmaiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, take in your hand the scroll from which you have read to the people and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and went to them. They said to him, sit down, please, and read it to us. So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all the words, they turned in fear one to another and said to Baruch, we will surely report all these words to the king. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us, please, how did you write all of these words? Was it at his dictation? Then Baruch said to them, he dictated all the words to me, and I wrote them down with ink on this book. Then the official said to Baruch, go hide yourself, you and Jeremiah, and do not let anyone know where you are. So they went to the king in the court, but they had deposited the scroll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe. And they reported all the words to the king. Then the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll. And he took it out of the chamber of the Elishama, the scribe. And Jehudi read it to the king as well as to all the officials who stood beside the king. Now this time of fasting that they chose to read the book, when the people abstained from eating food to show their humility and their repentance, was often called during times of natural emergencies. Babylon was destroying the city, so I guess it was in a time of a national emergency, closing in on Jerusalem. As the people came to the temple, Baruch told them how to avert the coming tragedy, but they refused to listen. God told Jeremiah to write his books on this scroll because he would not allow, he was not allowed to go into the temple. Jeremiah was banned. Asked scribe Baruch, to whom he had dictated this scroll to gather up the people. Baruch then read to the officials. And finally, Jehudi said, read it to the king himself. Although the king burned the scroll, if you can imagine that, oh my goodness, he could not destroy the word of God. Today, you know, many people try to put God's word aside or say it contains errors or insofar as translated correctly. You know, all kinds of stuff. They got a word and an excuse for everything. Oh, we got the renewed version. We got the We got the word. Purity of the word. We're always going to get the pure word from somebody. And 99.999% of the time, they're false prophets. Take that down. They can reject God's word, but they can't destroy it. God's word will stand forever and ever. Psalm 119:89. You can't destroy it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never, ever pass away. Father, in Jesus' name, let each one under the sound of my voice be saved. Let him receive this Christ right now, his word. Let him receive the word Christ into their hearts right now, in Jesus' name. Let him be born again. Let him be healed. Let a supernatural presence and miracle come in and take place in their life today, now, in Jesus' name. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can read most of these again, and you can also shoot us an email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Tell tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved.